Hello, this is Robert Smigel with Europe's podcast, where we talk to the entrepreneurs who are making it happen here in Vilnius, Lithuania. Now get ready for an inspiring conversation with Milda Royale. Milda grew up across Lithuania, Spain, the Netherlands, and Belgium, and later spent significant time living in the UK and UAE. She speaks four languages and is always learning more. With a background in business mentoring, content creation, and digital education, she has worked alongside global names in the coaching and mindset industries. Her mission is to help heart-driven entrepreneurs elevate their voice and legacy through magnetic storytelling and strategic media visibility. Milda, welcome to Europe's podcast. We appreciate you taking the time to share your entrepreneurial journey with all our listeners.
Hello, everybody. My pleasure being here with you.
Okay, let's get started on some pretty basic questions. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your current business. Now, you've been all over Europe. You grew up all over. How did that happen?
Yes, thank you so much for this question. I grew up in a diplomatic family. So, from an early age, I'm used to traveling, exploring, and even after. My family, once I turned 18, I started doing it by myself as well. So it just part of my life. This is how I grew up. This is my pattern. I love exploring. Now a little bit more settled, but still love to be in places where there is a lot of culture. Absolutely.
Okay.
And to come to the question regarding the business, I'm really happy and grateful that I have an online business, which allows me the flexibility to move around and do everything online. But at the same time, I'm a big networker, and as probably a lot of people who are curious about the online space, I'm specializing in influencer marketing a lot, and especially with people who are like leaning more towards more conscious, more intentional lifestyle. I'm the person who helps people to grow in themselves, like working on their inner self, but at the same time on the strategies, how you can work online, how to be this entrepreneur, how to you can elevate your brand. I'm really grateful that because of this big networking and being in the space for quite some time, I managed to have amazing collaborations, which can actually help the listeners that can help you if you want to build a brand to actually to go to that next level. And it can be through PR, it can be through system development, it can be literally through social media marketing. And I love working with people who are conscious, doesn't matter in which field, but someone who is like with a good heart, good intentions. So I'm always ready to collaborate, partner up, or like have them as clients because it's my pleasure and it's not work, but more of a passionate lifestyle to live.
Okay, now you've had some obviously job experience and making transition to an entrepreneur. How did you make that transition, and what did you learn from an employee and then going to an entrepreneur? Some of the things that you carried with you.
Absolutely. I've never had like a job contract, like a long job contract, to be honest. I've never been in corporate, but I did have collaborations after some mentorship. So actually, firstly, I invested into working with people who already are successful influencers, mega influencers with millions of followings online, who actually build businesses $10 million up. And I was actually considering going to university. I was in university, I quit, and I was thinking to reapply. But after that, I got an opportunity to get mentored and to invest actually into mentorship. And after that, the people with whom I was learning from wanted me to work with them. So we started collaborating, partnering up, doing on some ventures together. And this is how I learned, literally just on the process. And we managed to achieve incredible results with different projects whatsoever. And I'm really grateful for that experience.
Okay, good. In terms of starting your company, you mentioned financing into a mentor. Any other cost that you needed to incur to start your own business?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everything is systems online. So everything that you want to create, it requires specific softwares that needs to hold the space. So these are ones of the investments, as well as marketing. When you're marketing yourself, it's actually investing in yourselves, in your looks, in the way you are as the person, the things that you're speaking. So actually understanding what you're talking about, you need to invest in mentorship, like I said, in information. And at the same time, like marketing, like it literally is like paid marketing sometimes, which is like you're putting money out there to bring more money back and to bring more exciting people and to have more customers into your ecosystem. So yes, absolutely. There are a lot of costs, and a lot of people are thinking like, oh, you're an entrepreneur, but actually your lifestyle becomes your investment because like everything is linked to it. Like even the massage that I was having last week, it was part of my business investment because if I wouldn't feel good enough, I can't come and show up here. So it literally is like that. Everything is an investment, and that's why I learned that you do not need to be afraid on investing in yourself because it comes back. And you don't know from where it's coming back, but it does. So I love investing, and it's been literally part of my life.
Okay, good. Can you give us one piece of knowledge or information about your industry that the common person may not know about? Something that, in brand development, developing personal brands, the industry you're in, can you give us a just some gems of information that are kind of important that a common person may not know about, which pertains to your industry?
Absolutely. It really depends on the person who is listening here. But first of all, maybe someone who hasn't built anything online before, because I have people in my network as well who are entrepreneurs and they're making really good money, for example, with businesses that are local or they're physical, and it's absolutely amazing. But like the lifestyle that I have, which allows me like literally to pack my bags and go to another side of the country or another side of the world, like literally, it's not for everyone, And to build this, it requires to saying no to some business models, some job opportunities. And a lot of people are like, oh, I need to find a job. Oh, I need to do a business. Every single time when I'm entering a venture, I'm like, I have a definition of what my freedom is. And for me, it's really important to be time flexible and location flexible. So if I do not have that, I'm not gonna sign up to whatever is offered to me because there are opportunities how you can actually work. And I literally, 1 hour before, I was in a coffee shop just like doing my things on my computer. I was having my favorite coffee and with dates and enjoying my life. And some people who would come to me would think that I'm just enjoying life. I'm literally not working. Or sometimes I'm sitting with my phone and people are thinking that I'm scrolling. But actually, I'm not. I'm not. I'm doing some jobs. I'm doing some things. But because it's possible to do it from whatever part of the world I want, do it at whatever time I want, it's possible to make it a lifestyle that is not draining you. So it doesn't feel like a job. It doesn't feel like something that, oh, I must do. And I want to give you that perspective that you can create that freedom. And especially if you decide to work on online business. And it can be either branding when you decide to launch your own personal brand. Maybe you want to do the faceless thing. It's possible to be on social media these days without showing your face. Maybe you decide to launch a physical product and sell it online. There are so many ways to do it that. And because like my specialty as well is influencer marketing and working with influencers, I can tell you that building a relationship for influencers takes time and effort. So if you actually are the person who has a product or the service, investing in influencer marketing also helps a lot, especially if it's like really niche, something related to what you're aligned for, because those people are trusting that person. So Yeah, we're enjoying life. Yes, we're doing things, but actually, let's not forget that we're actually working. But and if you want to be part of that, just know that you can do that too. And if you want to go to that next level, then we can go to next questions who can actually help
Okay.
with.
I want you to tell, if you imagine talking to a young entrepreneur that wants is working maybe or is looking to become an entrepreneur, do you have any advice for them? Maybe some words of wisdom or something that you've learned along the way as an entrepreneur that you could convey to them?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's a beautiful question because I've been there before. And some people now these days are seeing these videos online or like YouTube channels where like, oh, maybe like someone made a million or in 1 year, or they were really fast to do that. And we see literally 23-year-olds, 18-year-olds who managed to do that. And yes, I understand. Sometimes it is success. It's literally something given by God. Sometimes it happens, but it's like really small probability that you were at the right time, at the right place to actually receive it. And I'm really grateful that actually crypto, NFT back in the days helped me with a little bit of capital in the beginning. I was just like a little bit lucky and I got an opportunity to receive money actually out of nowhere and with investing, with and doing things like that. And but actually to grow as someone who's an entrepreneur who understands systems, who understands relationships, who understands sales, marketing, and all of this, it requires time and it doesn't come overnight. Yes, maybe you're going to be on a specific trend or something that will help you to get money fast. But to be honest, the slow step-by-step journey, which actually goes, by accumulating skills, by building connections, by building a business, is going to lead you to that sustainable growth in business than actually achieving it overnight or achieving it super fast. So if you're not gonna get that million directly, don't be upset. A lot of people are marketing that it's really easy. It takes time and it's beautiful. And sometimes, a lot of people, I was hearing this analogy and recently again, it's like bamboo trees. A lot of people who haven't heard this, I want to share it with you, that bamboo, when it's growing, like once you first are observing its growth, it doesn't grow in the first few years. And you do not see like some growth. But then give it 1 year and exponential growth happens overnight. So it's the accumulations of those skills. And a lot of entrepreneurs, even successful ones, like if someone like is following like people even like Alex Hormozi, who's like someone who built hundreds of millions of net worth online, he failed six businesses.
Six.
Six.
Yeah.
Six. So don't be discouraged if one fails or the second one fails. You will
Failure is part of
learn.
the exercise. Failure is part of the exercise, they say. You just have to endure it and keep going. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about Europe. I want you, since you worked in Europe, you work anywhere you want to in the world, obviously, but particularly Europe, I want you to give us some of the good things about starting a company in Europe. And what has worked for you? But also give me some of the challenges or some of the things that you've had to overcome over time that you could tell other entrepreneurs. Like, here's the good things about starting a business in Europe, and here's some of the challenges you're gonna have to look out for.
Absolutely. Like I've been in several countries in Europe, so it's a little bit different challenges. Like I think one of the biggest challenges was the paperwork for me when I was living in other countries where the language was different, and then I needed to figure out like how actually to do the things, and like it was taking a lot of time because like literally of not understanding the language. If you want to move around, like you need translators, you need help, you need to hire someone who can help you with that. Because I was young enough and I was trying to figure out myself. And this is the thing that I learned over time, that you should hire people. You shouldn't do yourself things that are difficult for you. And because some people had years of knowledge in the specific field, and you're trying to figure out something that it took some time, some people years to figure out, and you're trying, and like you're not succeeding, then you're procrastinating, because like it's not your field, it's not that you're thriving in for. So seeking for help and not being afraid to invest, it's a really big one. And regarding establishing a business in Europe, it's funding. European Union funds a lot of businesses
How do you do?
and opportunities. Yes, I personally haven't used this opportunity, but I do have a lot of people in my circle who did, and it's just beautiful to observe. You know, once you get funding, like how much you can do. So it's really important to do the research, you know, of what kind of projects European Union is looking to sponsor these days. And if you qualify and you can apply to do it, I would say go for it, you know, because having funding absolutely will help you to make it faster, make it happen. So it's definitely a really big advantage of people who live in Europe and want to build a business here.
Now, is that different for each country, or is it just the European Union? You go to the Union and then they have these programs if you fall within certain categories like software, AI, product
It's both.
development. Oh, it is.
It's
Okay.
both. So some people are looking in the specific country, or there are projects that are for the whole European Union, but like the funds come from Europe.
Okay. Now, if someone was just to move to Europe, now you know Europe. Well, you've been there, you've been all over it. If someone was to move there and say, "Hey, I'm going to start a business," you know, pick their country, what would be some of the things you'd tell them? Like, would you say, "Here's an ideal city you should go to," whether it be Lisbon or whether it be, you know, Paris, France, or Spain, or whatever that looks like? How would you guide them if they said, "Hey, I want to move to Europe. I want to establish my business there. How do I go about doing that?"
That's a really broad question, you see. Like each country in Europe is different. And people think, oh, it's Europe. It's literally completely different mindsets. It's completely different people. It's completely different law. You move about a few hundred kilometers, you're in another country which based with a completely different law. And excuse me 1 minute. So it really depends where you're going. If you're someone with who likes fashion, like why not to go to Paris? You know, a lot of opportunities there are for fashion. If you are more into, let's say, cars, why not to go to Germany? You know, where automotive industry is thriving. So I think it really depends on which niche you are and what is your goal? What is your intention behind it? Because like there are countries here in Europe which are really good for the taxes, for example, you know, or they have like really easier paperwork setup over here. Like even in Lithuania, like I met people who came literally from Dubai to establish banking systems and everything, only because the legislation here is different and easier than in other countries in Europe. And if you want to have it, you just need to understand the law. And that's why it's so important to understand your why, like why you're doing this and what is your intention. And according to that, I think it's possible to choose the country which is the most suitable for you.
Okay. We want to learn a little bit more about you, Milda. So here's some questions for you. How do you define su success and how do you celebrate success? What is really success for you? Is it making more money? Is it having getting achieving a client's goals, living where you want to live, your lifestyle? How do you define success for you in your personal life?
Absolutely. And I love this question. I got asked it a few times, so I really thought about it recently. And At the same time, I understand that my definition of success can be completely different than yours. And it's absolutely fine, you know, because there are some people who are like, oh, if I'm making this amount of money per year, this is when I'm successful. Another person is like, if I'm having a six pack, I'm successful. So I think it's really important to define what is success to you. And not to compare yourself with people who are doing something else, because there are some people who are making like literally hundreds of millions of dollars or euros or whatever currency you prefer, but they're working 16, 17-hour days, you know? And yes, maybe are driving the best cars, living in the best houses, allowing them to do things, but it's less time. Other people have a lot of time, but they don't have the money. You know? But they are maybe surfing in Bali, in Thailand, and enjoying their life. So I think for everyone, it's really important to understand that my definition of success doesn't need to be like yours. But for me personally, I'm a family person. I'm a friends person, so for me, connections with the people is really important. I love being surrounded with people with good hearts, being surrounded with people who are growing, elevating in life, and going to that next level. It doesn't matter in which kind of field they are, but like they're literally going for it, and I feel that energy and I feel that the drive. But at the same time, they're allowing them to enjoy their moments. And yes, for me, comfort is really important. I love my luxurious lifestyle. I really love, you know, spoiling myself and enjoy life. And so, of course, money is part of it. But it's nothing without an opportunity to share it with others. So that's why I love what I'm doing because my business model allows me to help people, but at the same time, earn money to allow myself to fill my own cup and give from overflow.
Right.
So it's like a beautiful flow in between giving and receiving. So having that balance, having that opportunity to enjoy life every single moment.
Okay. How do you handle fear and doubt when you feel that, being an entrepreneur, you're totally responsible for yourself and for other clients, and being able to, you like to have the mobility to go wherever you want. But we do have to deal with fear and doubt. And how do you manage that process, or that when that comes up, what do you do to mitigate that?
Absolutely. And I would like to invite you to a small show, like what I do
Okay,
or
sure.
fear and doubt groups in. So I would like to invite you to close your eyes just for a moment and have a deep, relaxing inhale and exhale. And one more time, inhale and exhale. And I want to invite you right now to put your heart, your arms in your heart and inhale into your heart and exhale. And I want to remind yourself that you got this. You're amazing. And whatever is coming for you, this challenge or this thing that is bothering you, it's just permanent. And it will go away. And you're powerful enough to understand that you got this and you will handle this no matter what. So let's inhale one more time. And exhale. And slowly open the eyes and come back here in the now.
Okay. And
Yeah.
so that whenever you feel that, then you go through this exercise and it seems to give you some clearance on
Either it
clarity.
is or meditation, either going to the nature, dancing, speaking with people I love, crying. If I'm feeling like it's too much, cry, move the body, sometimes even yell or something in the pillow or somewhere. You need to let that emotion, like all that pressure that you hold in the body, let it go. And shaking your body, like even like you can observe it in animals, for example. If, for example, a lion is chasing some animal, eventually the animal wanted will escape from the lion is going to shake off the body. Like literally, they are releasing stress in that way. So moving the body, letting that stress out is super important, So
Very
even
good.
when you see it, just be aware of it and be not afraid of it. Just understand that it's part of the journey and it's part of it. And you actually probably came to this life to experience it all, and the good and the bad. And once you understand that there is blessing in every single challenge and opportunity, then you're not looking at it so badly. Like even when shit hits the fan, you're like, okay, so what's gonna be the lesson out of it? So just having that mindset definitely helps to ease up the pressure.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about if you weren't doing what you do now, I want to get to know you a little bit better. If you had to pick another career, or if you were doing something else, what would that be outside of your current entrepreneurial journey? What would that be?
Interesting. I have this question to myself over and over again. It feels like I came to this life, and now when I need to just focus on one thing, it's kind of like even difficult for me because I love different things. And even though like I'm kind of doing it from entrepreneurial thing and from an entrepreneurial side, but leaning more to psychology, leaning more to the mindset thing. And I actually want to do that in the future, and also with children, working with children, definitely is something on my life path. And even though I'm doing this, I think I'm gonna choose this. So you're asking me these questions, but I'm still young. I feel like there is so much ahead, that I'm definitely going to move that direction anyways.
Okay, good. I wonder, how do you educate yourself? Entrepreneurs read a lot. They listen to a lot of podcasts. They obviously get information. They tend to be curious people at times. What books do you read that inspire you, educate you? Do you take, you mentioned mentorship, you invest into that podcast, and also any tools that you use to help you in your daily to manage your business that you could tell us how you use and how that works for you.
Absolutely. Oh, so I'm a big time nerd. I love learning. So it's definitely a lot of tools. And I watch a lot of YouTube and I listen to a podcast a lot. And even on Instagram, I program the algorithm to give me only educational content. So even when I'm scrolling, I do not have like random crazy videos. I literally have entrepreneurs who I followed for bringing a lot of knowledge. Some people, like I said, I love psychology. I love geopolitics. I love so many different things. So I just like really focus on educational content, and I put interested on the algorithm when you can. And every single time when there was something negative or something not related to what I want to observe on a daily basis, I literally mention that to Instagram, for example, TikTok or whatever, that I'm not interested in this content. So now everywhere I go, it's like, okay, I'm getting the information from here and there and there. I love also reading books. So the recommendations I get, like depending on the things that are relevant at that time, I read. I don't know, even right now I have like what we can check emotional intelligence. So it really depends. I love psychology, I love entrepreneurial books, self-development, but at the same time, sometimes something light. So it really depends, but it's possible to learn, but you need to put yourself in an environment to do that. So sometimes I'm just like moving around, and I'm just like putting my AirPods so I can listen to it, because like sometimes being an entrepreneur is also a lot of meetings and a lot of back-end work, but it's absolutely possible to learn on the way. And of course, investing in mentors, of course, programs, mentorship, and this is a really big yes for me, and definitely helps a lot, because you are getting the person who has experience of reading multiple of these books, maybe 10 years of experience, 20 years of experience. So that's why sometimes when you pay money to mentorship, it's like having a shortcut. So I definitely recommend everyone to invest in mentorship at some point of their life.
Okay. Have you received any advice from another entrepreneur or a mentor or just someone, could be parents or anything, that has inspired you? A piece of advice that you could tell us that you were told that you could relay that out to other entrepreneurs if you were to say something?
Absolutely. Always be grateful.
Always
Just
be
imagine
grateful.
thing in your life. Find things what you can be grateful for.
Okay.
And it's the magic of unfold.
Yeah.
Definitely is a secret tool that can help you a lot.
Yeah. Just always be, have something, I guess, to remind you if there's something that you can use to remind you during the day that to be grateful. I always find something, like a could be a pen or something like that. Oh yeah, I'm grateful to have this pen. I'm grateful to have something. And that reminds me, I'm grateful to have everything, right? So,
Absolutely.
okay.
Even water, like there are people in the world who doesn't have water, and we have it like literally in front of us.
Yeah.
So the small things, big things, like there's so much to be grateful for. So the more I focus on that, it's literally is even scientifically proven that the brain starts looking for more evidence of that. So if you're grateful and you're really focused on that vibration, you're going to attract even more of that. So doesn't
Okay.
matter what's happening. Well, I'm grateful for this podcast, for example, right now, or for the, and for you listening to it. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to wrap things up. How can our listeners get hold of you? And is there anything you'd like to add before you leave us today?
Absolutely. They can text me on Milda Royal, on majority of the platforms, almost all of the platforms, I'm Milda Royal. So if you want to connect, I'm really happy to connect and share this opportunity to speak about the energetics, about the psychological side of you, how you can evolve and develop yourself and unlearn your those habits, those things that keep you stuck. But at the same time, putting some strategies together to actually do the things that make you happy in this life, and maybe build some businesses, earn some money online on the way, and make some impact. So whatever you're called to, I'm here to help you out, and I'm looking forward to connect with you.
Awesome. Okay, Milda, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate you taking the time to
Thank
educate
you.
and inform all our listeners, and we'll see you next time.
I'll see you next time.
Okay, all the best.